morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, January 21st, 2019. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we generally have high pressure over our waters today. The next frontal system is going to move across our waters tonight and Tuesday. We have a small craft advisory for winds in effect from this evening through late tomorrow night. Today, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 over the water. Moving around to the west as a weather system moves through, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west, 2 feet at about 5 seconds, and west swells, 7 feet at 10 seconds apart. We have, let's take a look at, and today we're going to be talking about ice breaking in Antarctica by the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star, which this is a mission that she does every year to get to McMurdo Station in Antarctica to bring them supplies and it's a very important mission for the survival of the people who live and work in that part of the world. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 3 inbounders, 7 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Star Iris. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She'll arrive there at about 7:30 this morning, and she will be heading upriver at about 1 p.m. to go to the anchorage off Rainier or on the Oregon side of the river at Longview. But she is a wheat ship. She's going to be picking up wheat, I think maybe at the port of Longview. So she'll be leaving from the anchorage at about 1 p.m. and about 3.5 hours later or so, she'll be in Longview. The Royal Samurai is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She will be passing Astoria and gliding to a stop in the anchorage around 9:30 this morning. She's heading up to the Port of Portland eventually, probably maybe around 11 o'clock tonight. She'll head up river to Portland, to the Port of Portland, to pick up soda ash. So those ships, while they're sitting in the anchorage, they undergo various inspections, customs, ships agents, other U.S. Department of Agriculture, if they're coming in to pick up a food cargo, to make sure that those ships are have passed all those inspections and are ready to pick up their cargoes before they leave the anchorage. So that gives them a few hours to get those things taken care of before they head upriver to pick up cargo. And if anything doesn't work out, if they fail any of those inspections, they have to wait. So sometimes when you see ships sitting out there for a long period of time, doesn't happen all the time, but it means that they're just working things through so that they can be cleared to go upriver to pick up cargo. But in other cases, ships are often just waiting their turn for another ship to leave the berth that they're headed for. Next inbound is the Pacific Advance. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She will pass Astoria around 9:30 and glide to a stop in the anchorage. She's another wheat ship. Wheat is one of the most common cargoes on the river here. We're a huge wheat portal. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Wookiee. She's headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat at about 11 o'clock this morning. That'll put her in Vancouver, at the Port of Vancouver, probably by about 5 p.m. We have the Star Iris, as I mentioned, is heading to the Rainier Anchorage around 1 p.m. The Navios Aldebaran is leaving the anchorage headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll be heading out around 11 o'clock tonight. The Royal Samurai, as I said, is heading up to Portland to pick up soda ash at about 11 o'clock this evening. The Peiwei is in the anchorage. She's a wheat ship, but she's awaiting orders. Not sure when she'll head upriver. The Pacific Advance, which arrives today, is a wheat ship as well. She is going to be maybe heading upriver tomorrow. Not sure. The Peace is awaiting orders. She's also a wheat ship. So those are the vessels that are offshore in the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. And our outbounders, the NTE Topic is leaving the Port of Portland with soda ash on board at about maybe 5 a.m., so maybe around 11 a.m. outbound. You might see her past Astoria. The Golden Shay is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 10:30 this morning, so maybe around 4:30 outbound past Astoria. The Penta is leaving the Port of Vancouver at about 3 p.m. with wheat on board around 9 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The Saga Flora is leaving Vancouver. She could be a ship that brought in some kind of wooden steel products to the Port of Vancouver. She'll be heading out at about 4 p.m. and maybe around 10 p.m. past Astoria. The Ken Voyager is leaving Longview with soda ash around 6 p.m., about 9:30 p.m. outbound past Astoria. And the Tenwa Maru oh, I love to talk about the word maru, is leaving Longview with weed on board at about 6 p.m., so about 9:30 or 10, passing Astoria outbound. So that word maru hasn't appeared in a ship on a ship in a while, so I haven't said much about it. But it's a Japanese word. Usually ships have this in their name are Japanese flag vessels or have some tie to Japan, were originally named in Japan. And that word maru, it literally means a circle, but it means a lot of things that have to do with the kind of the romance of the sea, the attachment that people have to their vessels. It means the concept of a circle of a journey, the perfection of a circle, all these sort of philosophical and emotional issues that are all tied up in how people feel about their boats and about their ships. So it's always really interesting to see that word maru in a ship. It has very poetic connotations in the names of ships and about the attachment that people develop to the vessels that they serve on. Well, speaking of vessels, let's talk about the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star. Every year around this time, she heads to Antarctica to do something very important. She, about 150 crew members are on board the Polar Star right now, doing their yearly mission to resupply America's main outpost on the continent of Antarctica. The 42-year-old ship is the United States' only operational heavy icebreaker, and the crew is making their sixth deployment in as many years to support the resupply of McMurdo Station. Each year, the Polar Star creates a navigable path through seasonal and multi-year ice, sometimes as much as 21 feet thick, to allow a resupply vessel to reach McMurdo Station. So essentially, the Polar Star is the trailblazer through the ice, creating open water, and behind it follows this supply vessel. The supply delivery allows multiple Antarctic stations to stay operational year-round, including during the dark and tumultuous Antarctic winter. The Polar Star arrived after completing, this is from a maritime site online. I just didn't write it down, but it's basically, you can Google this and find this story very easily, I think. The Polar Star arrived after completing an 18-mile trip through the ice to McMurdo Sound, where 400 containers will be offloaded from the supply ship Ocean Giant. So essentially, the way icebreakers work is this icebreaker, at any rate, it has kind of a round bottom, so it can be uncomfortable to go in open water with it. Because it can roll around quite a bit. But it's basically a very heavily, heavily reinforced hull made of special steel that can resist the cold and not become brittle. That was actually an issue in the sinking of the Titanic, that the coldness of the North Atlantic water with all the ice in it made the rivets and the steel brittle in that ship. But at any rate, icebreakers are designed with steel that is safe in those very cold temperatures. And they use their weight. They have round bottoms. They run up on the ice and use their weight to smash down through the ice. So icebreakers are very heavy vessels. They're very big and round. And they're different kinds of icebreakers, different levels of intensity, so to speak. There are some ships that just have somewhat reinforced hulls, others that are designed to operate more comfortably in the open ocean, where the bow is designed for ocean travel, but the stern is very heavily reinforced. So when they want to break ice, they turn the ship around and ram it backwards into the ice. At any rate, the Polar Star, even though she is pretty old for an icebreaker for any kind of ship, she still is a really heavy-duty vessel. I remember, I think it was last year or the year before, there were other vessels, among them from Russia, that were trying to break through the ice, and the icebreaker got stuck, and the Polar Star had to go in and help free that vessel before the supply ship could come in, because she is just a big, heavy, massive vessel that can do almost anything. So, oh, and that's Maritime Executive Magazine. That's the name. If you want to Google that entire article about the Polar Star, that's where it is online. Anyway, interesting things going there down on there at the bottom of the world. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.